Hello. Welcome to the Empowered Hour with Empowered Living Inc. It's your girl Athena and
Renata, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good getting over whatever I'm getting over, but I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I haven't seen you, so stay over there with that. Thanks. And sharing is not always caring, so I appreciate not sharing germs. So I guess since we are a little delayed in starting the show today, maybe we will just skip all the fun banter and save it for the guests. So, Lady J, take it away. Tell them how they can hear us.
If you'd like to share with your family, friends, and followers on all the different ways that they can tune in to JQLM Radio, this is what you would share. You can tune in live by downloading the JQLM Radio app on your Apple or Android devices. You can also listen live via Alexa, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, and a host of other platforms, of which you can find on our website, where you can also listen live at egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Or just visit egoentertainmentnet.com and click the button right there on the homepage. You can also connect with us via our website or social media at JQLM Radio. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Additionally, you can email us at jqlmradio@gmail.com. Find us under our parent company, Ego Entertainment Network, on social media at EGOENTNET. That's Ego Ent Net. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Ego Entertainment Network. And last but not least, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube channel, Ego TV Network.
Whew, I'm so glad I don't have to remember that, but... But anywho, Renata, who do we have with us today?
So I'm actually very excited to talk to her. So she's an actress, a producer, a playwright, a director, a speaker, an entrepreneur. She's a lot of stuff. A lot of great stuff.
Her bio had a whole lot of P's in it. I was like, producer, philanthropist.
Yes.
all the P's.
But I'm here for it. So today we're going to talk to Miss Tina. How are you?
I am so well and grateful. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey. Well, looking at your bio here, it's a lot. I don't know how you fit all this in, but definitely... can relate to a lot of things that are listed in your bio. But before we dig into that, if you could tell people first, starting off, how they can reach you and or follow you, because I know they're going to want to once they hear more about you.
I appreciate that. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I would also like to thank Ego Management Group as well. I appreciate Empowered Hour for taking the time out with me this evening. So the best way to reach me is perhaps on Facebook. I do have Instagram, but I am more active on Facebook right now. So that's Tina Pep Perry on Facebook.
Okay. So can you, because I feel like we are not going to do your bio justice, can you tell us all the things that you do?
Well, I am, first and foremost, I am an actress. That's who I am. And that's by default. That's just, that's my life and my ultimate dream is acting. And that's where I feel most comfortable. I'm also a business owner. I own a home care agency and an assisted living placement agency. So it's home care and assisted living placement agency. So I'm a provider and I take Medicaid and so forth and private patients as well. I send nurses and certified nurses out to folks home who may need assistance with their loved ones. And I also place folks in a more affordable type of living arrangement outside of a nursing home and a large corporate assisted living building and place them into residential homes. We call it boutique style type of assisted living. And this just makes the experience very similar to what they're already accustomed to. In addition to that, it's more intimate in the ratio. The worker, the nurse, and the client is 1-4 on the average, mainly 1-3, but every now and then we can push it to 4, just kind of depending on the level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also produce and write as well.
Oh, go ahead.
Did we lose her?
Oh, is that, I'm sorry, did I?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
There you go. You went out for a brief
second. I apologize. I also write. I do plays and do satire mainly. I produce and direct, and I have a little bit of experience in being invited to different programs to MC.
I love it. I love it. You do a lot.
So when do you sleep? I guess that's the question.
Well, to be honest with you, I love working. I love working. So. Yeah, but acting is my number one thing to do. That's what I think I was brought to the earth, to the universe called me here for.
So looking over your bio, I did notice a couple things that were mentioned about your family not supporting you during your ventures, and it's starting at a very young age. And coming from a family who didn't always support some of the things I did either, I definitely can relate with that, but how did you find your motivation, even though your family didn't support you, to do all the things that you do? Because there are a lot of things that you're doing, but you know, having family support is definitely something that most people get, but most of us do not get the family support in what you're doing. So how did you find the motivation to keep going and to keep adding to your resume in spite of not having the family support?
Well, yeah, all of that started when I was a little girl, as far as knowing and understanding that it was not acceptable for me to act. But what motivated me was that when I looked at a TV show, whether it's Good Times, all those good shows, my mother used to watch soap operas. I was so engaged. I put myself on the within that screen, and I memorize the lines, know the lines. I can play it once or twice, and then I'll know the entire scene. I would dream it. I would go around the house, even outside, walking around, playing around, thinking about those shows. It's something I couldn't get out of my mind, and I was acting right along with it, whether it was by imagination or me just kind of talking out loud, making myself look crazy. But that's just who I was. I played along with it. Now, I was able to, at times get away with it because it was something I knew I was driven to do regardless of who liked it or not. I felt like it was something I enjoyed. It's like a kid going and sneaking outside. I would sneak and jump in plays. And then later on, people started helping me. Not everybody knew that my parents or my mother and my grandmother was against it. But my brothers knew, and they supported me. And later on, I needed my dad one time for a show that I put together. It was a Malcolm X show, and I needed security guards. And he was military, and we were over in the Philippines. And he was the only person that I knew that I could perhaps get a group of men gathered for a particular part of the show that I needed security guards and those that would be around acting like they were the guards around Malcolm X and also in the audience. And I just mustered up the strength and the courage to ask my dad. And
Tita?
I don't know why I keep this. It keeps muting for me. I don't know why.
It's okay. Your story is so good that the technology is tripping. That's why.
I'm sorry. Just, I don't know where was I.
You were saying that your dad and he was able to gather up some other men to fulfill that role for Malcolm X.
Yes, he went to the unit because I only had like a few hours. I just had maybe a couple of hours, really, to be honest with you. I thought that the people that I had in the play were going to, you know, come through for me, but they didn't. And so I went to my dad about it. And I was very surprised that my dad told me he'll take care of it. And for that scene, we had like a good maybe six men that were in the show that my dad gathered from his unit. And he never mentioned it again after that night. I knew that he was aware that my mother didn't want me to, you know, performing and being in plays and acting and all that, because it was the work of the devil as far as she was concerned, that that was passed down from her mother. She's my grandmother. And Big Mama is what I refer to her as. And she never... when she first found out, and she was the first one to find out that I was into acting as a little girl, she stopped it immediately. But it was passed down to my mother. So, but my dad never mentioned anything. He never said, he did say one thing that night. He said, good job, and that was it. He never mentioned it again for years. But that was that moment where I had, that I knew that I, that other people knew, but weren't going to say anything about it. They were just kind of discreetly keeping it, you know, under the table as far as my family was concerned and my church. But they knew that that was the talent. That was my talent. That was something I liked to do. And then later on, in years later, after my grandmother passed away, I was asked to be a part of WEB Du Bois production. We were to produce 9 shows in 1 week. And I played his wife. And, you know, I one day just decided to ask my mom. My grandmother, Big Mama, was already gone. And I didn't do it because she was gone. I just wanted so bad for my mother to be there, because this is one of the, you know, it was a good role that I thought that I just wanted to share. And she decided that she was going to go. And she, when she went, to make a long story short, after the show, she approached me in tears and hugged me tight, didn't know what she was going to say to me. She hugged me tight and she apologized.
Wow.
And she just apologized and she was crying. And she said, I could have did something long time ago, and I didn't. And I never supported you. But she said she knew I was doing it.
Wow. That's a powerful story.
Yeah. But after that, my mother never missed a show. She was frightened. If there was nobody when she passed away, she had passed away in 2022, and I had a show that year, and then a month later she passed, and then I had to do that show again in August, and I don't know how I was able to do it. I figured out a way to do it, but I was not happy. I was not in a good place. Because when I looked in the audience before we started the show, they she was not there. And I normally would see my mother ever since Knock Me a Kiss, which I played Nina Du Bois, and playing the life of W.B. Du Bois. She was always there, been there ever since. Lookout, well, she was not there. I wasn't feeling the best. And believe it or not, they ended up having to cancel that show that night.
Because
that took place in the audience of someone that couldn't catch their breath.
Okay. That's definitely a powerful testimony and or a testament to how people always work through grief, how grief can sometimes catch you at a pivotal moment, and it's okay to take a break. It's okay not to be okay, right? Which that's one thing that we like to normalize here on Empowered Hour, because we are actually a mental health practice as well. So normalizing the fact that you're not going to be okay all the time. Things are going to hit you at different times, and it's okay for you to have a moment, you know, or take a moment. So definitely commend you for doing that. And then I'm glad that the plays and everybody around you gave you that space to take that moment. So I'm glad that they let you do that.
Thank you. Thank you. So true.
So how did you go from acting to home health care?
Well, you know, I had to, make money. I have to make a living. And my background was in healthcare administration training. And I would train claims, nurses, systems, anything regarding healthcare administration. I was already doing that to make a living. So I was training a lot. And I did it for so long, I had a couple of nurses to come to me and just put a tip in my ear. And then I had a colleague that I spoke to about it. And he advised me that he was already doing it in another state, and he knew other folks that was doing it in other states. And he just gave me the encouragement that I needed to just kind of step out. I was always hustling. I've always been the type of person to do little hustles on the side, but never could find a niche to find something that would really be legitimate. The thing that's in my head was generational wealth and creating that. And one of the things that I sponsor every year is a program dedicated to building Black generational wealth with our Black communities. And I wanted to also be not just a person that talk about it, but be about it as well. And okay. So I found that, and I was like, this is going to be it. And I'm just going to work hard to make sure we are straight, consistent, legitimate, and stick with the plan of action for operations. And I started this back in 2020 at the top of COVID, where I dealt with a lot of challenges, because at that time things, our city was closing down, as it was across the United States. But we dealt with those challenges, but I stuck with it. It was tough. And I hung on to my administrative job, my corporate job, holding on to that while I try to push this forward. And right now I just see, you know, God opening doors and pulling in the clients. And now we're getting ready to open up a residential home in another city.
Amen. Amen. I hate to stop the conversation, but I know we have to take a quick commercial break. So we'll continue more with this discussion with Miss Tina Perry here in just a few moments. Stick and stay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Are you ready for the ultimate radio experience? Tune in to JQLM Radio now. From gospel vibes to Christian rap, hip-hop, pop, R&B, and smooth jams. We've got it all covered. Get hooked on real voices, raw entertainment, and super relevant topics that'll keep you glued. Don't bother touching that dial. We've got the perfect soundtrack for every moment. Start your day right and groove into the night with JQLM Radio. Download the JQLM Radio app, listen on Alexa, TuneIn app, Simple Radio app, or visit egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Your irresistible music journey starts here. JQLM Radio. Real, raw, relevant, and dope. Music. Track by Dmitry Kolesnikov on Pixabay.com.
Welcome to the Gallery Event Center. My name is Richard, and we're located on the north side of Indianapolis in the Castleton area. We can be reached at 317-534-6399, or you can visit us at our website at www.thegalleryeventcenter.com. Also on Instagram at The Gallery Event Center. We specialize in birthdays, baby showers, weddings, and even family get-togethers. So come see us and book your event today.
All right, so we are back. We're back with the multifaceted Miss Tina Perry. I can't even keep track of everything that you do, but I wish I lived in South Carolina to come when it's time, be a part of your home health experience, because you said it's like a concierge, like elevated experience. And I know when I get to that point, I might need that elevated experience.
You call it a boutique? That
was called boutique style assisted living.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna need that. So I guess I'm gonna be moving to South Carolina when it's time. Just so you know, baby, man.
It sounds so sexy though, don't it? Like a
because when you think about assisted living or senior living or anything like that, it don't sound sexy. But the way she made it sound, it sounds real sexy.
Well, that's what we want for them. We want them to still, you know, be able to enjoy life, not just go somewhere and just kind of rot away, which is what we find to happen a whole lot. People start to decline when they go into certain assisted living facilities. We want to be a little different than that, a lot different.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Go ahead.
So, just to switch it up just a little bit, how do you take care of yourself since you do it all this stuff, pour it into so many people, write a plays and all the things? How do you take care of Tina?
Well, thank you for asking. I do still like to travel. Every opportunity I get, I try to take a trip, even if it's just a quick turnaround trip. But, you know, of course, I take my laptop with me. But it's still, an enjoyable experience having to go somewhere, be in another type of environment, eating another, a different type of dish, grabbing myself a place at a resort and just, chill and enjoy it. And then every now and then just grab my laptop, do a little bit, and then keep it moving.
What's been one of your favorite places to travel to?
Ooh, you know, if as far as a quick turnaround, a quick turnaround would be like a 2-day trip or something like that. So I call that a quick turnaround, and that would be more like Charleston, because a lot of people don't know about their resorts. People are very clueless about the type of resorts that they have in Charleston. They're very private, and the caliber. I love the caliber at those resorts. So that's a quick turnaround, plus Savannah. But as far as me traveling outside of where, outside of the state and in another country, I have to be somewhere in the jungle.
Oh.
And I love the jungle life. So if you put me in a Garden of Eden type of jungle with a room and the vegan food, being served, I love it. That's just what I like doing in addition to the outdoor type of activities. You know, enjoy the mountains. One of my favorite places is near Ceiba in Puerto Rico. They have 30 minutes out of Ceiba, which is about an hour and a half from San Juan. There is a beautiful jungle there, easy accessible type of area where you could really have a serene experience. Huh. And I've been there. I'm a witness to that location. It is beautiful. Your fruits are growing on the trees right in front of you. You just go out there and grab yourself a fruit.
Wow. I must admit, you're the first person I've met that said they want to go to the jungle.
Right. Because most people like sand, beach, you know. You said jungle with bugs that'll kill you. Okay, I got you.
actually, if you stay at a resort type of in the jungle, it sounds like it's you're around, and I said mention it, tigers, you know, lions and bears, but it's not. It's going up into the forest, should I say, but they refer to it as jungle because it really literally is a jungle, but it's the forest as well. And they have like rainforest out there. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's the same type of thing with the resort actually built in there.
Okay. So if they don't need to go to the jungle.
Not a resort, but an actual private rooms that are created so beautifully, nicely laid out. Just beautiful. When you ever get a chance, just look up some of that information, rooms out in the forest or rooms out in the jungle. And you can be specific to, you know, to a certain area like the Philippines and Puerto Rico. Beautiful places to be. Yeah.
Okay, well, the jungle and South Carolina retirement and or assisted living. Got it. not in that order. So we didn't get to talk about your project that you have coming up. So can you talk a little bit more about Sleeping with the Enemy? Because is it like the movie or is it an adaptation of that? Yeah, speak a little bit more because, I'm curious now.
I went to audition because I felt like I just needed to stay on board with my acting, and I try to do something at least once or twice a year to keep my acting moving and just to stay polished up. So I found out about these auditions by a company called IM Productions. They're the writer and the producers behind the play Sleeping with the Enemy. I went and auditioned for a part, and I got the lead role. I play Melody, and it's about a woman that is dealing with a double personality, should I say, and she has some serious issues, and I am playing that part. And Sleeping with the Enemy will be here in Columbia, South Carolina, on April the 4th at 7:00 p.m. at Brooklyn Baptist Church. And that's on Sunset Boulevard in Columbia, South Carolina.
Ah, Athena, that sounds so interesting.
I guess we got to travel to South Carolina. I've not been, but not been. We went to Charlotte, but that's north. So never mind. No, I've never been to South. Never mind.
Yeah, and this is a good company to work with. Just loving, just full of... just spiritual people who love to pray, who love to serve God. And I enjoy working with this company. Their rehearsals and so forth started out very early. And we're still in rehearsals. But they have a couple of shows. So South Carolina is one of them. And they'll be doing one in Rock Hill, Charlotte. And they're doing one in Florida and one in California. The same show. I'm just the one in South Carolina, but in Columbia, working with them. But I'm also serving as a backup if needed for Rock Hill as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'm doing I'm with Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I'm also playing the lead role in a lover's stroll, a lover's stroll. I'm playing the part of Arizona. So I'm giving a little bit of a, we're giving a little bit of a history on how the sorority started by the founders. And so I'm, that's another project piece that I'm doing as far as the stage show. And that goes off on February the 22nd. And it's going to be in the form of a theater, a dinner theater show.
Okay. Is there a particular character that you like to play?
Yeah, good question. Wonderful question. I like playing very complicated types of characters that push me to go into different mental states. And I like, and I'm very physical, so I don't mind. And I'm not no stunt girl, but I would get physical. So I do like playing parts that will require me to do some running, jumping, falling, and rolling. You know, again, I'm not a stunt person, but if you allow me to do so much that is within my ability to, I will do it.
Oh, yeah. Love how you keep saying you're not a stunt person, but I feel like if they challenge you enough, you would.
Now I know I have my limits. Okay. I do also have this this also dream to play a role that would require me to play another like a tomboyish role. And I played something like that before when I did a show 2 years ago, and I played this woman who had a serious mental issue, different from sleeping with the enemy. She had her upbringing was horrible, and it affected her in her adult life. So I played that role too, but she had a little bit of a tomboyish type of a way about her. But I'm thinking more of, you know, how when Queen Latifah played her part in Set It Off.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want that part in the prison type of environment.
Oh. So what is it about those roles that have you so intrigued?
Because it takes me out of that basic space. Because many times people stay safe and they stay pretty. And although everyone wants to be pretty, I think sometimes we're not able to really push the envelope, trying to be pretty all the time and trying to be safe with just playing the wife role or the girlfriend role or I'm working in the corporate America, come see me in my office type of role. I like to push the envelope a little bit more. And I like to step out of my daily nature of Tina into somebody completely different. So if you give me a role to play that is somebody else's life, but a little bit complicated, I like to study it. I like taking the time to study. I like taking time to be in the character and find where I could really fit into that person's life and be that individual. And are a role that I am given the opportunity to create on my own and step out of the boundary, step outside the boundaries.
Okay. So is it a fair assumption that you don't play safe in your regular life?
Is it a fair assumption? I'm sorry.
That you don't play safe in your regular life, in your everyday life?
I'm a safe person. It's just me, though. But when it comes to acting, I just want to be different.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love it where I can be a different individual. I mean, you know, some of these late, and I would mention actors, but I'm not going to do that. But there are some folks that play it safe in every role. And it's like they are playing the same role in all their movies. And like it. So, and when I look at a good actor, I look at somebody, and let's just say Halle Berry. She's beautiful, but she will step out of the prettiness and play her role. And that's what I'm referring to. That's just an example. There's some individuals that just, they are the same. They look the same. They act the same in every movie that they're in. And that's just not the type of actor I aim to be.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Because, I mean, literally, you do see some actors and actresses that are like, literally, they play the same thing all the time. And then if somebody does something different, then they're like, what? You know, especially I think about Denzel, because Denzel is definitely one who at one point he was not saying he played the same role, but he like played the same type of role. He was different each time he played that role. And when people saw him in Training Day, people lost their dang mind. They was like, wait a minute. Like, he became way out the box now. But he's always played kind of the same type of role, but he's different in each one of his roles. And then people didn't recognize it until he was in Training Day, which was crazy, because he's, I mean, even if you watch all of his movies, he's different, even though he might change his facial, he might change his approach, but he was definitely different. But he, when he stepped way out of his box, people were like, well, so, but wow. No, I know we're coming up on another break again, but I hate to take breaks, you know, but I know we have to, because we have to pay the sponsors. So we'll be right back with more of Miss Tina Perry.
What if you had the ability to encourage yourself just by putting on a piece of clothing? It's possible when you shop GDFAM. God Didn't Forget About Me Apparel. Shop dresses, t-shirts, sets, jumpsuits, sweatsuits, and more for men and women. When you look good, you feel good. And when you can remind yourself that you have not been forgotten, you feel great. Shop GDFAM now at GodDidn'tForgetAboutMe.com. Music. Powerful Advertising Track by Anton Vlasov on Pixabay.com.
Hey there, trendsetters and go-getters. Ever dreamt of gracing the cover of the hottest bi-monthly print and digital interactive magazine? Well, Ego Magazine is your ticket to the spotlight. From beauty and fashion to entertainment, relationships, business, and beyond, Ego covers it all. And guess what? We're looking for the next big stars to feature. Want to shine on the cover, share your celebrity story, or drop some business wisdom? Apply now at egoentertainmentnet.com to be featured. Thousands across the nation could be reading about you. Subscribe for free now at egoentertainmentnet.com. Ego Magazine, where dreams become headlines. We can't wait to put you in the spotlight. Music, Minutes by Jacob Sack on Pixabay.com.
Okay, so we're back. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Athena.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was off mute. See, that's what I get for thinking. No, go ahead.
I was just saying we're back.
We do that from time to time, but it's all good. You know, this is what makes the show life and fun. So I know we're getting towards the end of the show, but definitely, Miss Tina, I want you to repeat again how people can follow you or find you for any of these services, including the home health service in South Carolina as well.
Very good. So they can follow me on Facebook, Tina Pet Perry, and the same on Instagram, Tina Pet Perry. I am with the name of my agency is SC Family Love and Care, and the website is www.scflc.com. If anyone have any questions or want assistance with their loved one or even assisted living, they can contact me at 503-550-7019, and that'll come directly. That's our business cell phone, and normally I'm the one that will pick up on that line. And what else? And I hope you come and check us out on April the 4th, Sleeping with an Enemy, and with I Am Productions. They're doing a great job, and It's going to be a lot of good acting, a lot of good singing. And tickets are on sale right now. You can follow us on Facebook and we'll have the information posted for you.
Awesome. So we'll ask in our last few minutes, we'll just ask some fun questions just to get to know more about you. So what were the last three songs that you listened to?
The last three songs that I was listening to?
Yeah.
I listened to them. Oh my gosh. You know what? I was just kind of going down my timeline and I caught a hold of Lenny Williams.
Ooh.
What is the name of that song? Well, I was going down my timeline on another site and I was just enjoying it because that site just played like real, the kind of music that I used to have to wake up to on a Saturday morning. And if Saturday mornings was my dad's, day for playing his music.
And you Sunday, talking about Cause I Love You? Like
those songs. He played Teddy Pendergrass, he played Michael Jackson. They played the old stuff, like the old 80s stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, so I was going down there, so I listened to that. And then also what's another one? Gosh, I was listening to all those. You have to excuse me. I don't know the name of songs that well.
That's okay.
You can sing it if you want to. No, I'm just kidding.
And the reality is, a lot of times we call something that is not the real title.
That's true.
That is so true. We're calling out the piece that's repeated over and over. The jingle. I know I do that a whole lot. But as I was going down there, I was just enjoying all the old school type of songs that they had. That included Teddy Pendergrass, some Soul Train stuff, all that. So that's what I was listening to a little bit today, trying to, take a break for a moment.
Okay. Would you ever go on Soul Train since you brought it up?
What would I call it? What?
If they were to bring back Soul Train, would you go on the show?
Ooh, would I go on the show?
Yeah.
And show out all the way, 100. All the way. I'll go down that line backwards. And I may not look good doing it, but I'm going to do it. I had my show, my Hi-Fi Night show, and I was producing and directing my Hi-Fi Night show and so forth. It was like a Saturday Night Live and in Living Color. We all did that for advertisement. So we did the Soul Train line with that, advertising the Hi-Fi Nights variety show.
I'm here for it. Okay, so you will show out. Okay.
Yes, I will show out. Show out. You have the right song, though. Now, I don't move to any song. If the song doesn't move, I'm not moving.
So, that if we play it right now, you will start shaking a little bit.
Let's see. You're talking about the new ones or our old?
Whatever your song is, that makes you shake.
Well, let me tell you one that I like to vibe to. I don't care where I am. Michael Jackson, Remember the Time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes. And Meet Me in the Ladies' Room. That's the old one. And I like that one. And the reason why I remember that is because I just went down that timeline I was telling you about. And they played that one. They played some good stuff. I'm hoping that I followed them. If I can recall, I did press follow. Because I need to hear that kind of music a little bit more often than the stuff.
That's my song. She loved that song.
I know we only got we probably got about 4 minutes left in the show. So I want to ask real quick, if you could leave any words of wisdom or any lasting impression of your time with us, what would that be? Or what inspiration would you leave for those who are listening on the show today?
To not waste time, that procrastination is something that is there to let you know that is what you're not to be doing. And so that means you need to turn in a different direction, because whatever it is that was meant for you and you start walking towards it, the universe will take you there. The universe will do the rest. So just take one step towards it, and the universe will help you to take the next step. It will pull you. It's like a magnet. But time is extremely important. And that's meditation and prayer daily, and aiming to use the right words for yourself. What you see, who you are. I see whatever it is that you want to see. I am whatever it is that you aim to be. I feel whatever it is you want to feel, and it will be given unto you if you have the faith and the belief that it's already done.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is like very poignant. Because, time is one thing we can't get back. So, nope. No time to waste. Ain't got time for that. No. I appreciate you sharing your story. And I know it feels like that hour, that time went so fast, because it did. It really did go fast. And we could always have you back on the show. So that's not a problem. We appreciate you taking the time out to even chat with us today. And definitely looking forward to seeing what else you have coming up. I know we're a little bit further away because we're in Indy, but we do get to the Carolinas sometime in our life. So we need to look you up and come see what you got going on next time.
Oh, yes. And I'll be happy to take you to lunch or some and show you around. You just let me know and I'll be here to just make it worth your while.
Hey, look, Renata, we got somewhere to go.
Thank you so much for all that you do, is share, like Athena said, share your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you too for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. As usual, guys, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you sticking and staying with us. We have a few things coming up. Next thing is March 22nd is the Pleasure and Purpose Festival taking place here in Indianapolis. If you want more information, please check out our website, www.empoweredlivinginc.net. Anything else I'm missing, Renata?
That's all I can think of, but you could always go to our website and sign up for our newsletter and find out all the things.
All the things. Until next time, you got anything else I'm forgetting? I know you got some retreats coming up and flyers will be available soon, but
yes. We'll share the next time.
We got you. But until next time, y'all have a blessed, wonderful week. Stay safe and protect your mental health as well as your physical health this week. Yes, and every week and every day from this point forward. So, holla at y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.